It's Ife Chuks Adizue and you are listening to the Uncommon Woman podcast. So here is the real mystery. How do working women like us, who know deep down that we are made for more, we desire to make God proud, but always end the day with no time or energy for ourselves, talk more of betting the more in us? How do we know this more? How do we profitably bet our dreams, our callings, and our passions without breaking down, without losing our sanity, our homes, or our jobs, at least for now? That is the glaring question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Ife Chuks Adizue, and you are welcome to the Uncommon Woman podcast. Hello, Uncommon Woman. It's a new week. It's a new Monday. It's a new episode of the Identity Series. This week, our topic is the Uncommon Woman is resourceful. Yes. What does it mean to be resourceful? I have three definitions here and I will share them. The first one is someone who finds creative solutions to problems. That person is resourceful. Someone who, the wise use of what others would normally discard or overlook. And then the third one is quick and clever ways to overcome difficulties. Are you resourceful? Well, the Uncommon Woman is resourceful because we find creative solutions to problems. We look things that people would normally have just, you know, looked over. We see opportunities. We say it in our manifestos. We see opportunities. We get things done. Last week, we talked about how the Uncommon Woman is determined. She's pursuing even in the face of obstacles. She is hit by obstacles, but she keeps moving. What enables her to keep moving is her resourcefulness, her ability to think creatively and think out solutions to see what is before her and say, what can I do? How can I do this differently? Mary, the mother of Jesus, was resourceful. We saw her resourcefulness at the wedding in Cana. The wine finished. And, you know, she looked at her, I'm sure she must have looked at things and said, based on what I have before me now, what can I do differently? What's a creative solution? And a solution was to tell Jesus to please rise up to the occasion. And to God's glory, he did. And it was his first miracle. Nehemiah is someone too that was very resourceful. Nehemiah, if you read from chapter 1, you know, he was burdened by what was happening in his home country. And, you know, he prayed and he said, God, grant me favor before the king. He must have looked and said, for me to do these things, what is a creative solution? Nehemiah was the one that was just fanning the king. He did not have the money to do that. But by thinking, he could have just laid down there and said, oh, you know, oh, after they didn't even send him the work. He just felt the burden. Jesus, he could have just laid down there and said, oh, you know, oh, God, come down and help Israel. No. Being resourceful is creative solutions to problems, looking for clever ways to overcome difficulties. He didn't just sit down there. He didn't just say, oh, this is beyond me. Where will I get it? No. He must have looked at everything as before him, prayed to the God that he knows owns everything, and then asked for favor before the king. And then he got his first set of, you know, all the resources that he needed. At every point, he faced a challenge in building that wall. Read Nehemiah. There was always a creative solution, even if it meant people walking and the rest guarding them, but they would finish that wall. That is what it means to be, you know, determined to the end. As you're getting determined, as we started last week, and your determination has gone to 101% or 101 million percent, the next thing you need to be mindful of is your ability to be resourceful, your ability to come up with solutions when you meet those difficulties, creative solutions, to be able to look at what is before you and say, what can I do with this? Jesus was resourceful. There was a crowd before him, but there was just 5 loaves of bread and 3 fish. And then he, you know, oh my God, we need to be resourceful. We need to be resourceful. The problems that we face, the solutions are in us or around us. You know, there's this quote that says the person you're looking for is not more than 2 people, I think 2 or 3 people away from you. The question is, do you see possibilities? We say it in our manifestos, Uncommon Women, we see possibilities. We get things done. We will persevere. We will look for ways that work within the ambit of the law and within, you know, what God expects from us. The Uncommon Woman, the Proverbs 31 woman, she's a resourceful woman. And this is where we take it to the next level. It's one thing to be resourceful as we are in this new year and working on all the things that you have written down. May I suggest and recommend that you go beyond resourcefulness, that you start to practice what is called proactive resourcefulness. What does that mean?
It means that you sit down today and say, what is all the things that I want to do? What is that one big thing I want to do this year? What are the potential barriers that I would face along the way? And how will I overcome them? What will I do differently? That's called proactive resourcefulness. The Bible tells us that the virtuous woman, she sees that her trading is profitable and her light does not go off at night or through the night. Man, this woman was running a business 24/7. Do you think she just sat down there and just there was happening for her that she was running a business 24/7? No. She would have anticipated what are all the things that could potentially go wrong that her light will now go off at night. Maybe her oil will finish. Maybe the week will be too short. And then she proactively put in place systems that ensures that that happens. So whilst we are being resourceful, there will always be situations that come, yes, that we were not expecting. And then we'll be resourceful there and look for creative solutions and really work around it. But we should also be proactively resourceful. We already have a plan. You already have a goal. You already have what God has placed in your heart to do. What are the potential things that could go wrong? What are the potential barriers that you could face? And start to think out solutions already, so that if it does happen, you are best prepared. And the third part of resourcefulness, which I want to talk about, is to say the wise use of what others would have normally discarded or overlooked. Jesus, again, was resourceful in this means. In this place, I rather, you know, Jesus, he was on that five bread. Others would have just looked at it. Even not others, his disciples even looked at it and said, oh, someone has this, but it will not be enough. They already overlooked it as not good enough. He was on the cross. He was left and right by thieves. Others would have overlooked, but yet Jesus did not. Who are the people that are around you that others would have overlooked? But God is saying that you shouldn't overlook. Who is that person? Who are those people? There are some people that are around you. They frustrate but God has just put them in your life for you to help them. So who are those people that are around you? What are those things around you? Even your gifts that are in you. You're so good at it, you just overlook it. Ha! Huh? No. This year, you must be resourceful. Make a wise use of those gifts that God has put in you. That thing that is so easy, you just overlook it. No, there are lives that are tied to it. Those people around you that seem so irrelevant, so insignificant, everybody can just walk over them, you know, walk away from them. Make a decision to harness those people and cause good to come out of them. Just by the fact that you walked into their lives. Okay? So, in summary, the uncommon woman is resourceful. You know, we are determined and we are resourceful. So, when we put our eyes on the goal, we keep pursuing and we do not get deterred by obstacles. When those obstacles come, our resourceful ability comes up. We are creative. We come up with solutions immediately on what to do. We look at what is before us. Our eyes are open to see opportunities and we know what to do. And then in this year, 2024, we practice proactive resourcefulness. We look at what is before us, what needs to be done. And we proactively think, what are the things that could stand as barriers? What are the risks that will stop this, that could potentially stop this or hamper it from happening? And we put in place solutions. And last but not the least, we make a wise use of the things that others would have overlooked or discarded, starting with our gifts that it seems so easy, you know, so insignificant, but the world is waiting for us. We will wisely use them. There are people around us. We will cause their beauty, their glory to come forth, people that could have been overlooked. I trust you. I'm counting on you, and God is counting on you. Have a blessed week as you continue to practice determination, but this time with proactive resourcefulness. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Uncommon Woman podcast. Please remember to subscribe and leave feedback. If you have any questions at all in becoming an uncommon woman, please do share with me and I'll be happy to talk about it in subsequent podcast episodes. What if I could show you the simple yet powerful secrets of the world's greatest uncommon woman? For free, would you be interested? Then do go to bit.ly/uwskit to get your own copy today. You would also get the first chapter of the Uncommon Woman book for free. So that is bit.ly/uwskit, all in caps lock. So caps U, caps W, caps S, caps K, caps I, caps T. So go there and then you can download your own for free.